Should actually have something to sit on. You should have something to sit on. Just gotta be careful of the wind there. Gotta be careful of the wind that may blow and hit the deities.
Who should have something to sit on? The initiates?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have these mats.
Oh, you have some mats. Okay.
There's a chair behind you.
Well, it's the front of it that we're worried. You mean
it's
on. Okay.
Yeah, the screen's protected the deities.
You think it might?
Well, you'd have to tip over the chair. It's the chair is strong.
Yeah, it's stable.
Is Bhakti and Sarah coming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, so you can just start.
Do you give class afterwards, or?
However you want to do it. Are you going to chant all these?
No, I'm not going to be all fancy.
Okay, we'll start with the class. Well, you can offer the, have a patra, whatever it is. You can offer something to a coconut?
Yeah, I have that.
So you can do that first, and we'll have the class. Then we put on the neck beads.
Would you need a book for the class Bhagavad Gita? No. Okay.
No. You're ineligible. You can put on the neck beads now. You can put on his neck beads. Careful, three times. Where's your baby?
Yeah.
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Bhutarne Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskadhyade Siddharna. Om Agana Tivanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Thank you all for coming. This is Harinam initiation, and also Diksha. The purpose, and it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krite Tadayato Vishnu, Tretayam Yajato Mukai, Dwarpayam Paricharyam, Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. That what was achieved in the age of Satyuga by meditation, or in the age of Treta Yuga by sacrifice, or in Dwarpa Yuga by personally worshipping the deities, can be achieved in Kali Yuga by the chanting of the holy names. So Srila Prabhupada has brought the chanting of the holy names around the world, and it is our duty not only to chant the holy names, but to learn the science so that we can chant the holy names in such a way as to get the full benefit of the holy names. From that verse we can understand that one of the benefits is that it should inspire us to worship Krishna. Therefore Krishna has come as the deities. The deities are not statues, but they're actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead themselves. It may be a little inconceivable to us how Krishna can be so expert that he can expand himself in so many different places and not get confused. He doesn't wake up one day trying to figure out where he is. Who are these people worshiping me? I thought I was in Navadvip. How did I get to Portland? But he's so expert, he's always conscious of what's going on. And not only that, but also his associates are also can expand along with him. We may not understand that fully, but we don't understand a lot of things fully. But we should understand that by chanting Hare Krishna, we should become inspired to serve the deities and worship them. Then also we should be inspired to offer our different energies that are actually bestowed upon us by Krishna in the Sankirtan movement. So not only we should worship the deities who perform Sankirtan, or the worshipful personalities who are engaged in the Sankirtan movement, glorifying Krishna, but also engage our energies in the Sankirtan movement. Of course, in this age, it's kind of reversed, because Treta Yuga is coming after. What is usually Treta Yuga is now Dwarpa Yuga. And what is now Dwarpa Yuga is usually Treta Yuga. So it's only logical that first we engage in the Sankirtan movement, and then we become inspired to offer our energies in the Sankirtan movement, and then worship the personalities who are engaged in the Sankirtan movement. So those personalities happen to be five in number here, apparently, but Srivas Thakur, at least, is represented by all the other devotees, Adi, Srivas Adi. So we're the other Adi, we're part of the other Adi. So properly chanting the holy name should also bring us to the point of not only offering our energies to the spreading of the Sankirtan movement and performing the Sankirtan movement, but also to worshiping and serving the devotees who are engaged in the Sankirtan movement. Then it should bring us to the point of actually becoming conscious of Krishna in the spiritual world in the same mood as the deities who are performing the Sankirtan movement and the feelings of separation. Right now we are separated from Krishna and we don't feel it at all. We feel separated from, today's a fast day, we may be feeling separated from so many things, but usually it's not from Krishna. From money in the bank, from our girlfriend or boyfriend, from some job, from some prestige. We're feeling intense separation from material things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Nadanamna Janamna Sundarim Kavitam Vajagati Isha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavatad Bhaktiya Haitu Ki Twayi. He's not feeling any separation from those things. He's only feeling separation from service to Krishna, to trying to please Krishna, loving service. Therefore, if we serve the Sankirtan movement, then the result is that gradually we'll feel the same separation that Lord Chaitanya and his followers are feeling from Krishna and Vrindavan, and then we won't be separated from them because we'll feel separated. Here we feel no separation, and we are actually separated. But when we actually feel separation, then there won't be any separation. We'll actually be in Goloka Vrindavan, not only there, but we'll also be in Navadvip, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, performing Sankirtan. Therefore, the Sankirtan movement is not something from the material world. It's coming from the spiritual world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is actually Lord Balaram, whose birthday is today. I don't know. So we should wish him happy birthday. I'm sure his birthdays are all very happy. He doesn't take birth like we do. There's no problem for him. But anyhow, if we wish him a happy birthday, maybe he'll wish us happily that we won't have another birthday. And then our lives will become successful. So in order to chant the holy names, we have to chant perfectly. We have to chant them without offense. And we should keep in mind that it's not simply some personal chanting. Our acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, has advised us if we're going to chant offenselessly, it's going to be achieved through following the footsteps of the Panchatattva. It's not that we have the Panchatattva here for decoration, that, or even Prabhupada or the previous acharyas, they're just like some decoration. Everyone has their fan club, so we have our fan club too. No, it's actually, this is necessary if we want to go back to the spiritual world. We want to become Krishna conscious in Kali Yuga. We have to follow in the footsteps of the Panchatattva. We have to develop the same mood that they have. It is not that we're going to save ourselves and the Panchatattva, wherever they're dancing off to, that's good luck for them, and we'll go our separate ways back to the spiritual world. No, we're going to have to dance back to Godhead with the Panchatattva. And we're going to have to do the same things that they were doing, namely spreading Krishna consciousness through the Sankirtan movement. And that way we'll reach perfection. Therefore it is said that the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. In other words, preaching. There are many devotees who are preaching. Some of them are considered to be more elevated, others less elevated. Some understand more, some understand less. But whether we understand it or not, as soon as we're engaged in the Sankirtan movement, then Krishna has taken control to the extent we've allowed him, and our activities become worshipable by all the other devotees. When Jagai Madai was saved, it was a big thing for all the devotees in the universe, including the demigods and all the personal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were all overwhelmed in ecstasy. They didn't consider that, you know, these nonsense people, you know, they start to chant, so big deal. No, they became overwhelmed with ecstasy, and they became worshipable even to the devotees. Even Lord Nityananda, he embraced them in ecstasy. Didn't shake their hands and say, well, congratulations. He was ecstatic that they had become pure devotees. Therefore, we have to learn to respect all the devotees. If we can't respect the devotees externally, at least we should respect them within the mind and then not associate with them enough to make offenses. And then those devotees we were enthusiastic to associate with, then we should cooperate with them in trying to spread Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, for those devotees who are more exalted, more elevated, we should try to hear from them how we can also become elevated in the sense how we can become a better servant of the devotees in Krishna. So that means that the fence is not just to avoid devotees so we don't offend them, live in a little cave somewhere, and if the devotee comes by, we hide. No, we should try to learn how to serve the devotees nicely, properly. And the second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Of course, we have no problem for this offense because we don't believe in Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, or Lord Brahma. So we have no problem considering Vishnu to be higher than them, because we don't, for our, we're all concerned, it makes no difference whatsoever. If there is a Shiva or a Brahma, why not put Vishnu higher than them? So instead of putting Shiva and Brahma higher than Vishnu, we put our favorite musician, our favorite athlete, our favorite movie star, our boss, as being more important than Vishnu. We think, let's be real and practical. But actually, Vishnu is above everyone, even the best sportsman, even the best athlete or the best movie star, the best musician. Vishnu is actually above them. Therefore, we should worship Vishnu, and we should try and hear about Vishnu. And even when we hear about others, we should try to understand their relationship to Vishnu. Not that we deny that there's anyone who has any talent or ability and only Vishnu has it. No, he's manifested himself in so many different ways, and therefore we honor everyone, especially the demigods and the devotees, in their relationship to Vishnu, but not separately. The third offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature, or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. We may read so many things, hopefully we read, or hear about so many things in the Vedas, and many of them we can't understand. So either subtly or externally, we become very disturbed and we start wondering out loud, how is this possible? It must be someone's imagination. In the original Krishna book, it is said that King Ugrasena had something like 40 quadrillion bodyguards. That's a lot of bodyguards. One devotee estimated that if you put all those bodyguards here on this planet, there would be enough room for all of them. They have to be stacked on top of each other. 40 quadrillion is quite a bit. That's a billion, then you have trillion, then you have quadrillion. Of course, in the actual Srimad Bhagavatam, it was actually considerably less. It was just like some trillions of bodyguards. That wasn't quadrillions. Still, one may wonder, how is this possible? Because by our material estimate, it's not possible. So when Prabhupada was challenged that way, how can we present this Krishna book? Because people doubt that we're sane, talking about quadrillions of bodyguards. Besides that, how insecure would someone have to be to desire to have 40 quadrillion bodyguards? So Prabhupada said, that part of the Krishna book you don't have to accept. That you can set aside. So that's the general idea. Of course, we can give some reasonable explanation to how that's possible, but I won't go into that. Maybe you're curious. I mean, I'm sure there's 40 trillion or quadrillion ants around here. So it's not possible that there are 40 quadrillion spiritual souls. And where those 40 quadrillion bodyguards were situated, that we don't know. There are many planes of existence that we're not conscious of, or trillions. In any case, we're not very conscious of reality. We're not very conscious of even the different dimensions that exist within our own sphere of existence. But what we can understand, first of all, what can we understand? Even when Krishna says our body's changing, but we're not changing, we have a hard time understanding that completely. What to speak of anything else? Although that's within everyone's direct experience, that they're always the same person despite whatever situation, material situation they're in. But we're so deep inside this body, so much asleep, that we're not conscious even of our own selves. We're just conscious completely of what's going on the outside. And we take that as all serious, and we're not even serious about our own selves. So what to speak of anything else? Or we could be a little bit more serious about our own spiritual selves and not be so much distracted by exactly what's going on the outside. Therefore, that which we can't understand, we should not accept blindly, nor should we reject blindly. We should try to understand the things that are practical that we can apply to our own lives that will help us advance to the platform where we can understand things more clearly. In other words, apply things in our lives that can help us become more fixed in our devotional service. Those are the most important things for us to understand. Therefore, Prabhupada didn't encourage us very much to read all kinds of literature. He especially emphasized to read Bhagavad Gita and Nectar Devotion. But if we start thinking, well, I've read it so many times, well, most of us don't have that problem, but if we do start thinking that I've read this so many times that now I have to read something else, probably we haven't read it enough. As soon as one thinks like that, we haven't read enough. Because when Sanjaya at the end of the Bhagavad Gita was remembering the Bhagavad Gita, he was in ecstasy. He didn't think, well, I heard this so many times, you know, maybe let's get another book. We can discuss it. No, he was in ecstasy, and he said, repeatedly remembering this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, I'm taking pleasure at every moment, and remembering as well the wonderful form that Krishna displayed, I'm rejoicing again and again. If we take Bhagavad Gita, read it regularly, as well as the other literature, of course, then one may question, why do we have Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita? They can also be read, but we'll only understand them if we can learn to see through the eyes of the Bhagavad Gita and Nectar of Devotion, and apply the Nectar of Devotion in our lives. Otherwise, reading Srimad Bhagavatam will not be very helpful unless we can first see through the eyes of Bhagavad Gita. Then we can learn how to see through the eyes of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Next is to minimize or disobey the orders of the spiritual master, or to consider him an ordinary person. Of course, the general tendency is either we take someone as insignificant as God, and we take God as insignificant. That's the general tendency in the material world. People will worship everyone but Krishna in some places. And anyone is Krishna, but they won't worship Krishna. So that's a problem. Similarly, the spiritual master, apparently he's ordinary. He has a material body like everyone else. He has his own personality, and etc. But what's unique or special about the spiritual master or any other devotee is that they're engaged in Krishna's service. They're engaged in talking about Krishna and explaining about Krishna. They're engaged in trying to do some service to Krishna. So that's extraordinary for anyone to do that, because anyone who does that, or to the degree that they're doing it, is actually Krishna manifesting himself in this world. Krishna actually manifests himself to different degrees. But anyone who's repeating Bhagavad Gita or the philosophy coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his disciples' succession, they're actually worshipable. But if they're following the teachings also, then we can also follow their directions and their example. So the spiritual master is supposed to be someone who's following the teachings of his spiritual master in disciple succession and executing the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by helping to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. So that's what we should see in the spiritual master, how he's trying to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And if we think that's something ordinary, then we'll have some difficulty. Then we won't be able to understand how extraordinary it is. For the members of the Panchatattva, at every moment they think it's extraordinary. So if God thinks it's extraordinary and his friends think it's extraordinary, so we should also come to the platform, we should appreciate that it's also extraordinary for us. The whole thing's pretty extraordinary. The next two are pretty similar, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna as imagination, or to give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. There's so many glories of the holy name that just by once chanting Hare Krishna, one can go back to the spiritual world. And we may think that's an exaggeration, because so many people have for so long, even devotees, have tried to chant Hare Krishna, and they're still very much absorbed in material consciousness. So how is it possible by once chanting? Of course, we may have to chant many times before we can chant that one time. One time means that by the process of gradual elevation, that one can come to the platform of bhava, and from there one can chant in full ecstasy, and then come to the platform of prema after some time, by the mercy of Krishna. And bhava is not so easy to come to. You first have to come to asakti. So asakti may be little within our realm of understanding. Asakti is such that it is so much happiness and chanting, so much realization, so much enthusiasm, that one is chanting 24 hours a day and thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day, even in one's sleep. And even if for a moment the mind wanders away from thinking about Krishna, then immediately it comes back automatically, even without any effort on our part. For most of us, it's pretty much the opposite. The mind naturally is thinking of material things, and for a moment, if it thinks about Krishna, it quickly withdraws from that thought. Back to reality, what we think is reality. So asakti is such. And even we can't understand asakti, which is quite inconceivable. Then, if one is on the platform of ruchi, every time one chants the holy name, one feels Krishna and his associates' presence and the happiness they're experiencing, their love they're experiencing, to the degree that everything becomes pleasurable. Different varieties of taste, just like different varieties of food have different varieties of taste. So the different emotions that the devotees have produce different varieties of love, and they're all tasty. So that's called ruchi. And even if we can't understand that, at least on the platform of nishta, when we chant Hare Krishna, we spontaneously remember Krishna, and we're off the material platform of consciousness. We understand that we're not this body, that we're the conscious soul within the body. And if we can't understand that, then there is an arta nivritti, where we chant Hare Krishna, and at least we feel some happiness that some of my attachment to the material world are removed. Some of the things that are bothering me become minimized. And if we can't understand that, then at least we should understand regularly following the regular principles, chanting a certain prescribed number of rounds a day, following the rules and regulations, called bhajana kriya. And it's divided up into many different things. And if we can't do that, at least we should associate with the devotees and take prasadam. So gradually by doing those things, becoming more and more elevated, the time will come when we do chant Hare Krishna, and spontaneously Krishna will be there in front of us. And then our full love for Krishna will be there. Just like the devotee prays, when will that time come when I'll be spontaneously attracted to Krishna, just like young boys and girls are spontaneously attracted to each other? Simply by becoming conscious of Krishna, that natural love for Krishna will be awakened. And the reason, why is that? Because Krishna is non-different from his name. And if we chant Hare Krishna in full ecstasy, in full consciousness, then we'll fully realize that. And that will take some gradual process to realize it. The next offense, the seventh offense, is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna. So in the material world, those due to our material attachments, we take the holy name sometimes as a means to purify us so that we can enjoy the material world better. That in the material world we may be bothered by so many things in our past, lamenting or about what we've done in the past or hankering the future. So we may chant Hare Krishna and think, now let my mind become peaceful, and with a peaceful mind I can enjoy what's in the material world. But that's not the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna. The purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is to chant in such a way as that we become so happy we forget about material happiness. It becomes insignificant. But if we chant trying to free ourselves from the reactions of our past activities, that won't work. Because the reaction to that offense is worse than the reaction to our past activities. at least we'll be denied the possibility of chanting in ecstasy, Hare Krishna. And because of that, we won't make any spiritual progress. Without making spiritual progress, we'll have to come back and suffer the results of so many activities in the future. The next offense is to consider the chanting Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic ceremonies offered as fruit of activities of karmakanda. In other words, there are so many activities which are auspicious in this world, which will make our material lives more and more less distressful. There are sacrifices, there are austerities, and by performing them, we become enlivened to some extent, free from distress, but temporarily. But only by chanting Hare Krishna can we become free completely from all material consciousness and awaken our spiritual consciousness. And when our spiritual consciousness is awakened, then Krishna reciprocates and our loving relationship with him is manifested. It is not that Krishna is just indifferent to whatever happens to us, but he can't reciprocate with us unless we reciprocate with him. It can't be a one-way relationship that we want the mercy from Krishna, but we don't want to do anything for it. Now, Krishna wants to give us his mercy, but we have to become eligible for it. That is, we have to sincerely endeavor in a way that Krishna can give us his mercy. But if we take the Hare Krishna mantra or the process of devotional service to gain something material, then Krishna really can't give us his mercy because that would spoil our desires for material achievements. So we have to give up our desire, hankering for material elevation, and try to desire to develop our relationship with Krishna. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. So we should try to explain Krishna consciousness, and we should try to explain it to people in a way that they'll understand. Sometimes people don't understand why, when we go out and distribute books, we're not completely honest with these people, tell them exactly what we're doing, that according to our book, that Krishna is God and you're not God, and that right now you're living the life of a hog or a dog or whatever. That you should surrender or else you're going to go to hell and you're going to stay there for a long time. Of course, people will be very enthusiastic if we preach like that, to run away from us as quickly as possible. We'll come back and we'll think, well, I preached very sincerely today, didn't distribute any books, but I was sincere and honest. I remember one time at a fair in Texas, this is many years ago, probably at least 35 years ago, I was distributing books. It was called the Texas State Fair. So we'd go out there every year. We were actually legal there, one of the few legal spots we had. Big Text, they had this Big Text, you know Big Text? You never went to the Texas State Fair in Dallas? Anyhow, they had this huge statue. It must have been at least, 20 feet high, Big Text. And Big Text had a mouth and he'd talk. And what he'd say all the time, don't take books from the Hare Krishnas. That was his main preaching during the Texas State Fair. So one year I decided I'd just go out there and be honest as possible with everyone, tell them exactly what's in the book. And after 3 hours of doing that, I decided not to be honest as possible. Because after not distributing even one book. And then I just tell people, how nice they looked and what a nice day it is and how many nice children they had. And everyone took a book. Because I was talking some language they understood. So someone may think, well, you were not very honest, but actually I was honest because I was just telling them, what nice people they are, and they were by nature. Anyone who took a book was a nice person or was becoming a nice person. So on a higher level, it is honesty. But we should preach to people in a way that's understandable, not in a way that they'll get confused, that they'll never take up Krishna consciousness. But that doesn't mean we lie specifically to people just for we think we have a chance to lie. No, we should tell people things in such a way, Krishna consciousness in such a way, is that they'll actually become Krishna conscious. And one of the qualities of Krishna consciousness is honesty. But it may not be the honesty that we know of sometimes. In other words, we should try to understand things from the absolute platform that everyone is Krishna's servant, that Krishna is God. Everything here belongs to him. Every good quality comes from him. Whatever good qualities anyone has is actually his good qualities that he's manifesting. Whatever bad qualities people are manifesting is only due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Forgetting that Krishna is the owner, that Krishna is the enjoyer, and that Krishna is the real friend. That's the only problem that people have in this world. And that if we help people understand that somehow or another, then that's actual honesty. The last offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. And the last offense is to be inattentive while chanting. So that's usually our main problem, is we think, well, chanting may give me this much benefit or that much benefit, and I got so many things to worry about, and such a short period of time to solve all my problems. So when we're chanting, we're also busily doing the work of solving problems. Thinking about the future, what I got to do now, what I got to do 5 minutes from now, and 3 years from now, and then thinking about all the mistakes I made in the past and how I can rectify them or should rectify them, or in my next birth I'll rectify them. And then everything will be good. No, we should forget about everything. Just chant Hare Krishna. We've never been part of the material world. We'll never become part of the material world. All these bodies we had since time immemorial, they've never been us. We've never been them. We've never done anything here except to desire to do something, which was illusory because we never did it anyhow. Krishna arranged everything for us. Therefore, we should forget about all that, get the right desire, try to become Krishna conscious by letting Krishna utilize our body to give us the intelligence how we can chant in full love for Krishna. Let our natural love for Krishna on the spiritual platform be manifested. Chant in that way, and that requires the beginning attention. Then it requires to chant to Krishna, to understand Krishna, our relation with Krishna. Chant to him in a feeling just like a child, dependent on Krishna, and then lovingly dependent upon Krishna. Not that Krishna, you know, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you're going to do to me, but, you know, I'm under your control. Please don't hit me too hard. I've been a bad boy or a girl, but don't hit me. No, not in that mood. Or, Krishna, I have so many problems, come and help me solve my problems. No, to lovingly chant to Krishna, because that's our relationship with him. We don't need anything material. Nothing material will ever help us, only to have our loving relationship to Krishna, to be convinced that that's the only thing that can help us, and to try to love Krishna. That's what will make him happy, and that's what will make us happy. So those are some of the understandings of these 10 offenses. Chanting Hare Krishna with attention, with happiness, understanding Krishna and his devotees, trying to serve them, then naturally, we'll, by Krishna's mercy, he'll give us the intelligence how to increase our devotion and our service to him. So we'll stop there. Now we give out the beats. See if I had a guess. This must be Bhakti Shastras, right? Okay. Well, actually, I think we'll do Jai Radhe first. She's our senior here. Okay. Do you want to offer? You can offer obeisances to Prabhupada, then you can offer obeisances to me. So, just a word on reinitiation, because Mother Jai Radhe was originally initiated by Prithu Prabhu. Now she's being reinitiated. So, there may be many understandings of what that's about. I don't know if there's any conclusive. There's some GVC papers on it. I can give my understanding. The Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says we have to surrender to someone. Of course, we can surrender to Prabhupada, and we are, through the our present ISKCON, we're trying to learn how to surrender to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada also has his representatives, not only our initiating spiritual master, but also all the other devotees who are representing Prabhupada, so in the proportion. So sometimes, since most of us can't directly speak to Prabhupada, and even when we read his books, then we may not understand exactly what he's trying to tell us. Although he's telling us the same thing as the law in the heart, and he's been telling us since time immemorial, but it's a little hard to understand sometimes. Therefore, we can accept someone externally as Krishna's representative and follow their instructions, and Krishna becomes happy. And when we're initiated, if our initiating guru leaves, then we may not be so sure exactly who's our authority in terms of spiritual matters. Of course, in our society, the temple president, which I don't think there's any temple president here, is the immediate authority. And then the GVC may be the supervisor of the temple presidents, etc. So the line of authority may not be so clear, but at least we know that our initiating spiritual master, who's supposed to integrate us into ISKCON, by the way, it's not just, he has his own little movement, and he cooperates with all the other little movements in ISKCON. Now, we have one big movement called the ISKCON movement, supposed to be the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And he teaches us how to cooperate in the Sankirtan movement. Not how just to serve him, but how to serve all the devotees. But serving all the devotees doesn't mean he teaches you how to serve all the other devotees except for him. No, by serving him or her, then we also we get linked into the Sankirtan movement. So he teaches how to serve the spiritual master, how to see all the other devotees in their relationship to Krishna and how to appropriately serve them also. So that helps us. So Diksha, Shiksha, Varma, Pradaksha, they all have the same message, learning how to serve Krishna and all the devotees, learning how to do it. And there's not like a lot of different opinions how to do it. It's not that Krishna has one opinion in someone's heart and a different opinion in someone else's heart. That Krishna doesn't quite know exactly what to do perfectly, therefore he has different opinions in everyone's heart. And therefore he expresses himself differently through all the different devotees. No, there's different opinions because we have different levels of Krishna consciousness, that's all. And therefore Krishna is expressing himself in different ways according to the devotee's perspective. So we generally need some authority so we don't get completely confused by asking so many devotees and getting so many different opinions. We need one opinion that we can try to understand and follow it. Otherwise we'd be going here and then just like the ants sometimes, they go here and they run that way. They ask someone's opinion and you go that way. You ask people's opinions or directions, where to get to so-and-so. Someone tells you go there and 3 stoplights and take a right, and you do that and you're still not there. And you ask someone else and they tell you go back the other way. And you do that long enough and you get confused. So we need someone's opinion who can direct us in the right way. Anyhow, we can go on about that, but that's a short summary. So generally, initiation means that you hear their opinion, you see their activities for some time, you become convinced that they're actually repeating Krishna's message through disciple succession, and they're following what their spiritual master has told them to do. And therefore, I become convinced that if I apply their instructions in my life, that by applying them, I'm actually making spiritual advancement. And therefore, in order to become more fixed in their instructions, I take diksha or initiation. So, what are the 4 regular principles?
No eating meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxication. No illicit sex, and no gambling.
And how many rounds do you chant today?
16.
At least.
Yes, minimum.
And also, we're requested that you follow the authority structure in ISKCON, whatever it may be around here, if there is any. But try to understand what the authority structure is. And anyhow, try to understand, especially the relationship with all the Vaishnavas, and try to serve them very sincerely, appropriately. So your name? Two hands is better. Your name will be Jai Radhe Shyam.
Jai.
That was like the exact name that I wanted. I'm not kidding. Like, that's exactly. Thank you very much.
There is a God. So, Bhakti Shasha. Come a little closer. My arm is not. So, what are the four regular principles?
No eating meat, fish, and eggs. No intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
And how many rounds do we chant every day?
At least 16.
Good.
Maybe 18.
Your name will be Shyama Sundar Das.
Jai.
As a special bonus, we give you a bead bag also. Some Bhakti and Sarah? Say the mantra out loud.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sarvipura Srimati Pavara Nama Swamini Phenomena.
And also Prabhupada's mantra.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sarvipura Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Phenomena Namaste Sarvati Deve Gauravani Pachayana Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Thasvata Deva Dharma.
There's a reason why we say the mantra out loud, by the way. It's not just so everyone else can hear it. Because when we're doing everything, anything, we're supposed to be remembering Krishna. So the idea is that when we're saying it out loud, at least we'll hear the mantra. Usually we don't hear it, we kind of mumble it, we don't even know what we're saying. Just kind of like a yoga exercise, make us a little bit more flexible. Feel a little more surrendered. But when we hear it, then we should also meditate on what the mantra means. That will make us Krishna conscious. So what are the four regular principles?
No meat, fish, or eggs, no eating them. No illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
And how many rounds do you chant every day?
At least 16. Okay.
So your name will be Sarah Swati.
I was trying to figure that one out.
That was a good one, Gurudev.
Okay.
So we have to do the purification, so everyone needs to take the spoon in their left hand. Actually, first you have to purify your left hand. Just repeat me, and then after each Sri Vishnu, you take a sip, and then after the last one, you put a drop in your hand off to the right.
Om. Apavitrova.
Sarvavastam.
Sarvavastam.
Katopiva.
Katopiva.
Ya.
Ya.
Smaret.
Smaret.
Pundarikaksham.
Pundarikaksham.
Savaya.
Savaya.
Avyantara.
Avyantara.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
I think you do it three times.
Yeah, three times.
Apavitro.
Apavitro.
Pavitrova.
Pavitrova.
Sarvavastam.
Sarvavastam.
Katopiva.
Katopiva.
Ya.
Ya.
Smaret.
Smaret.
Pundarikaksham.
Pundarikaksham.
Savaya.
Savaya.
Avantara.
Avantara.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Om. Apavitro.
Apavitro.
Pavitrova.
Pavitrova.
Sarvavastam.
Sarvavastam.
Katopiva.
Katopiva.
Ya.
Ya.
Smaret.
Smaret.
Pundarikaksham.
Pundarikaksham.
Savaya.
Savaya.
Avyantara.
Avyantara.
Suchi.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Hare Krishna.
Last time you built a fire like this?
That's usually how I do it, but it's usually closer together.
Yeah, it's gonna...
I think it's gonna fall?
Well, it may not fall, but you won't have much of a fire once the top rose. They will fall.
You might want to have much of a fire what?
Once it falls together, you won't have much of a fire.
Yeah, so you want me to build it differently or just keep
it's all right. Let's see what happens. Just have some big sticks ready so you can throw them on top of the fire.
Yeah. That's what they gave me.
They have the sticks back there.
The bigger ones?
What's that?
The bigger ones?
Yeah, once you get the fire going a little bit, then you might put one or two pieces of figures. It's going to be a flat fire. Put all the little ones on first. When it gets collapsing, then you can put on the big one. Or try and build a wall around it first with the flat ones like this.
Tasmai
Sri Gurave Namaha
Sri Gurave Namaha.
Sri Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya,
Manobhistam,
Manobhistam,
Stapitam,
Stapitam,
Yena Bhutale,
Yena Bhutale,
Swayam,
Swayam,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Kadamaya,
Kadamaya,
Tadati Swa,
Tadati Swa,
Padantikam,
Padantikam,
Vandeham,
Vandeham,
Purva Swaha.
Heard to do it after this verse.
Okay.
Yeah, or no?
Oh, yeah.
Vandeham.
Vandeham.
Sri Guru.
Sri Guru.
Sri Uta.
Sri Uta.
Padakamalam.
Padakamalam.
Sri Gurun.
Sri Gurun.
Vaishnavamscha.
Vaishnavamscha.
Sri Rupam.
Sri Rupam.
Sagrajatam.
Sagrajatam.
Sahagana.
Sahagana.
Ragunatanvitam.
Ragunatanvitam.
Tamsajivam.
Tamsajivam.
Sadvaitam,
Sadvaitam,
Savadutam,
Savadutam,
Parijana,
Parijana,
Sahitam,
Sahitam,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Sri Radha Krishna Padan,
Sri Radha Krishna Padan,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Lalita,
Lalita,
Sri Vishakanvitamscha,
Vishakanvitamscha.
Take your hands and your middle finger and your thumb. And your ring. Swaha.
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 Nama Om.
Nama Om.
Vishnu Padaya.
Vishnu Padaya.
Krishna Prestaya.
Krishna Prestaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Shimate.
Shimate.
Pralarananda.
Pralarananda.
Swami.
Swami.
Iti namine.
Iti namine.
Swaha.
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 Nama Om.
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prestaya,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Bhakti
Vedanta,
Swami,
Iti Namine,
Iti Namine,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Namaste,
Namaste,
Saraswati Deve,
Saraswati Deve,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Pracharine,
Pracharine,
Nirvishesha,
Nirvishesha,
Sonyavadi,
Sonyavadi,
Paschacha,
Paschacha,
Desatarine,
Desatarine,
Swaha,
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 Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya,
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prestaya,
Krishna Prestaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Saraswatiti,
Saraswatiti,
Namine,
Namine,
Swaha,
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 Sri,
Sri,
Varshabhanavi, Devi,
Devi,
Daitaya,
Daitaya,
Kripavdaye,
Kripavdaye,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Sambandha,
Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Daine,
Daine,
Prabhave Namaha,
Prabhave Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Madhuryojvala,
Madhuryojvala,
Premadya,
Premadya,
Sirupanuga,
Sirupanuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Sigora,
Sigora,
Karuna Shakti,
Karuna Shakti,
Vigrahaya,
Vigrahaya,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Sri Murtaye,
Sri Murtaye,
Dinatarine,
Dinatarine,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Viruda Pasidanta,
Viruda Pasidanta,
Dvanta,
Dvanta,
Harine,
Harine,
it's opposite Danta.
Swaha,
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 you have to break it up as opposite.
Swaha,
Viruda Apisidanta.
Swaha.
Yeah, it's otherwise it means he cultivated irreligious activities.
Api Siddhanta.
Namo.
Namo.
Gaurakishoraya.
Gaurakishoraya.
Saksad.
Saksad.
Paragya Murtaye.
Paragya Murtaye.
Vipralamba.
Vipralamba.
Rasambode.
Rasambode.
Padambujaya.
Padambujaya.
Te Namaha.
Te Namaha.
Swaha,
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 swaha.
Namo,
namo,
Bhaktivinodaya,
Bhaktivinodaya,
Sachidananda,
Sachidananda,
Namine,
Namine,
Gora Shakti,
Gora Shakti,
Swarupaya,
Swarupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Parayate,
Parayate,
Swaha,
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 Gora Virbhava,
Gora Virbhava,
Bhumes,
Bhumes,
Twam,
Twam,
Nirdeshta,
Nirdeshta,
Sajjana Priya,
Sajjana Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarvabhoma,
Sarvabhoma,
Sri Jagannathaya,
Sri Jagannathaya,
Te Namaha,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Vancha kalpa trubhyascha,
Vancha kalpa trubhyascha,
Kripa sindubhya eva cha,
Kripa sindubhya eva cha,
Patitanam pavanebhyo,
Patitanam pavanebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha,
Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Namo Mahavadanyaya.
Maho Mahavadanaya.
Krishna Prema Pradayate.
Krishna Prema Pradayate.
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya.
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya.
Namne Gora Trise Namaha.
Namne Gora Trise Namaha.
Swaha.
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 Pancha Tattva Makam.
Pancha Tattva Makam.
Krishnam,
Krishnam,
Bhaktarupa,
Bhaktarupa,
Swarupakam,
Swarupakam,
Bhaktavataram,
Bhaktavataram,
Bhaktakyam,
Bhaktyakam,
Namami,
Namami,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Shaktikam,
Shaktikam,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Sri Advaita Gadadhara,
Vasudhi Gaura,
Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavinda.
Can we skip a few there? Do we go over Jayatam Surato Pangora and all the other ones?
Oh no, I must have flipped two pages.
Yeah, okay.
Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dina Bandhu,
Dina Bandhu,
Jagatpate,
Jagatpate,
Gopesha,
Gopesha,
Gopika Kanta,
Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Swaha,
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 Jayatam,
Jayatam.
Surato,
Surato,
Pangor,
Pangor,
Mama Manda,
Mama Manda,
Matergati,
Matergati,
Matsarvasva,
Matsarvasva,
Padambhojo,
Padambhojo,
Radha Madana Mohano,
Radha Madana Mohano,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Divyad,
Divyad,
Vrindaranya,
Vrindaranya,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Drumadaha,
Drumadaha,
Srimad,
Srimad,
Ratnagara,
Ratnagara,
Simhasana,
Simhasana,
Sto,
Sto,
Srimad,
Srimad,
Radha,
Radha,
Srila Govinda Deva,
Srila Govinda Deva,
Prestalibi,
Prestalibi,
Sevyamano,
Sevyamano,
Smarami,
Smarami,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Sriman
Srimat
Rasa Rasarambi
Rasa Rasarambi
Vamsi
Vamsi
Vata
Vata
Tatashtita
Tatashtitaha
Karshan
Karshan
Venu
Venu
Swanar
Swanar
Gopir
Gopir
Gopinata
Gopinata
Sriestuna
Sriestunaha
Swaha
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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye
Pranamami Hari Priye
Swaha
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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita
Sri Advaita
Gadadhara
Gadadhara
Srivasadi
Srivasadi
Gaur Bhaktavrinda
Gaur Bhaktavrinda
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Swaha
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 Everyone can stand up, actually. Hold it, hold it, palms. They say anything when they place them? Yeah. They just place them, or they say anything?
Yeah. Namo Mahav. Namo Brahmanya Devaya.
Namo
Brahmanya
Devaya
Devaya
Go Brahmana
Go Brahmana
Hitaya Cha
Hitaya Cha
Jagat Hitaya
Jagat Hitaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Govindaya
Namo Nama
Namo Nama
Namo
Brahmanya
Brahmanya
Devaya
Devaya
Go Brahmana
Go Brahmana
Hitaya Cha
Hitaya Cha
Jagat Hitaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Govindaya
Namo Nama
Namo
Brahmanya
Namo Brahmanya
Devaya
Devaya
Go Brahmana
Hitaya Cha
Jagat Hitaya
Jagat Hitaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Govindaya
Namo Nama
Namo Nama
Bananas in the middle there.
I'm sucking into it three times. Seven times.
Clockwise.
Yeah, clockwise. Two times.